This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. There's a lot of uncertainty these days in the music recording industry as consumers have migrated from albums to CDs, then to downloads, and now to streaming music. It makes a major new project by the Boston Symphony Orchestra a bit unusual. The BSO is undertaking an ambitious recording project, a series of symphonies by Shostakovich with the German music label Deutsche Grammophon. The first release won a Grammy in February, and the next recording is coming next month. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
At a rainy day matinee, conductor Andras Nelsons and more than 100 BSO musicians launch into an hour-long performance of Dmitri Shostakovich's dynamic Eighth Symphony. The stakes in the hall are higher than usual because this concert is being recorded for a commercial CD. If the audience could teleport down into Symphony Hall's cavernous basement, they'd see a seasoned music production team on high alert. Everyone is listening closely to the performance upstairs, watching it on TV monitors, pushing buttons, and taking notes in the BSO's newly renovated recording studio.
It actually feels like he's moving this along a little faster than yesterday, too, doesn't it?
I believe what we are aiming here at is to create the iconic Shostakovich cycle of the 21st century.
Deutsche Grammophon president Clemens Trautmann acknowledges that's no small task in a century where dozens of Shostakovich symphonies can be found online. He says his 118-year-old classical music label has become highly selective about taking on big projects like this multi-CD cycle. It's a challenge to create recordings that can win over the digital streaming audience. Deutsche Grammophon needed the right orchestra, conductor, concert hall, production team, and digitally minded partner.
The BSO has a great digital footprint with 10 million unique users. That is very impressive.
Especially in the classical sector, Trautmann says, he calls the Boston Symphony Orchestra a global brand because it tours, which helps sell albums. And there's the BSO's Latvian-born conductor Andras Nelsons' personal connection to the music of Russian composer Shostakovich. Fact is, the BSO has been recording for decades, so why did the BSO accept the Berlin-based company's proposal to record this series of symphonies? The orchestra's managing director, Mark Volpe, explains.
We think it's critical to further solidify our position as one of the leading orchestras of the world to have a significant media presence.
Volpe points out that Deutsche Grammophon is part of the vast Universal Entertainment Group. He hopes this partnership will expand the BSO's reach in Asia.
The only risk is there are all these great recordings, you know, and it's a competitive world.
So how do you make a great live classical recording that will cut through the glut of musical content out there?
This goes for pop and commercial music. It goes for classical music. It goes for jazz. You can have the greatest performance. But, man, if your engineer and your technicians and your guys who are doing the mastering aren't up to it, doesn't matter.
Volpe's hired gun, as he calls him, is Sean Murphy. He's been producing classical recordings, including film scores for former Pops conductor John Williams, for more than 30 years.
Pretty great.
In the studio, Murphy follows along with the printed score. He says recording an orchestra playing in front of an audience is very different than doing it just with musicians in a controlled studio. For this CD, the team will actually have four live performances of Shostakovich's Eighth to choose from, including this day's. They'll work with BSO music director Andras Nelsons to choose the best parts and edit them together into what sounds like one concert.
Based on artistic choices and sometimes technical choices. Editorially, you know, these can be quite intense. Some of these symphonies have hundreds and hundreds of edits.
In the end, Nelsons will choose the final cuts with help from another person in the room, Robert Wolf. He used to be the senior music editor at Sony Classical.
I've been most impressed with the fact that the Boston Symphony and Deutsche Grammophon want to do this. I saw the whole dissolution of the classical recording business and all the orchestras that were under contract to major labels no longer have contracts, and this is an almost unique situation.
The BSO actually records all of its performances, mostly for their archives. Nick Squire is one of the orchestra's engineers and says there are many things that can't be controlled in a live situation, including minor missteps by musicians or audience noises like coughs during a quiet solo. But he says you can feel the audience's presence in this Shostakovich symphony.
There's moments where it's very tense, and finally the music releases and you hear 2,600 people breathe at once as, you know, they're moved by this beautiful music. And I think, you know, that's what makes some of these recordings so magical.
At the end of this performance, Andras Nelsons comes down to the control room for a playback.
The goal is we finish by 1 a.m.
Yes.
Otherwise, I don't care what happens otherwise.
He's changed from his suit to a hoodie and is ready to review the concert's highs and lows with the team.
It's better than yesterday's show, but let's see.
That was better than yesterday.
For Nelsons, recording this way captures what it's like to experience Shostakovich live.
It is very close to the feeling you get in the concert hall.
After hours of listening, Nelsons and the team selected an almost equal mix of material from two concerts, with a few parts pulled from the other two performances. Everyone on the team agrees that winning a Grammy for the first release in the Shostakovich cycle was encouraging. But looking ahead, Deutsche Grammophon president Clemens Trautmann says the future of the music industry is still a mystery.
Of course, we are trying to anticipate, but we just don't know at the completion of the cycle what will be the outlets to listen to this music. We just know there will be relevant outlets.
Outlets, Trautmann says, that will make these symphonies available to wider audiences, not just the lucky ones who get to hear the BSO perform Shostakovich live in Symphony Hall. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.